It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth, and I'm joined now by John Zogby. John has long been one of America's premier pollsters. His polling efforts over the years have produced valuable information for news organizations, political candidates, and, of course, have provided great value for the American voter. He has been extremely accurate and reliable. For example, 1996 presidential election, Zogby pre-election polling came within a tenth of a percent of the actual results. In 2000, most pollsters predicted George Bush would beat Al Gore by a significant margin. Zogby predicted a cliffhanger, and that's what we got. John Zogby joins me now. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, good, Andy. How are you?
Just fine. First of all, I'm very pleased to announce that your organization and the Washington Times have teamed up to do some vital polling over the coming months. Pretty exciting.
It's very exciting for me, too. It's a great organization. Have been working with the reporters at the Washington Times for many years, and so a number of them are good friends.
Mm-hmm. I want to take you into the actual process of polling, and you've been a pioneer to some degree in techniques and looking at polling from party affiliation standpoints. How has polling changed over the years? I know you've been in it for a long, long time.
Well, you know, 27 years, and here are some of the changes. Number one, in 1984-85, there were very few answering machines. There were no call waitings. There were no answering services.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to hear, shh, this is a long-distance call. It must be important. Be quiet. That was then, Andy, believe me.
Yeah.
Secondly, landlines. You know, when I started and through much of my career, 95-96% of American homes had landlines. Today, 63% do. That's the landline penetration today is what it was back in 1963.
Mm.
And so we've had to make some serious adjustments calling cell phones, but then also we've pioneered in the last 13 years in the online poll of collecting panels and doing random sampling of members of panels. And it's proven to be pretty accurate. But we've got to change, just like the Washington Times and pretty much anybody out there listening has had to change.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take you to a poll that you conducted yesterday, the first one with the Washington Times. And this was taken, obviously, the day after the Iowa caucuses. What was the biggest surprise you got?
Well, I think, not a surprise that Mitt Romney is leading, but I think that he's leading pretty much across the board. And he's got good support among Republicans, but good support among Tea Party voters. And I think the most interesting result, which is actually almost 180-degree turn from, say, a month ago, is that 58% of Tea Party voters say, we want to beat Obama, not we want somebody who's pure, who agrees with us all the time. And so I think if that's a number that holds up, that Tea Party people are supporting Mitt Romney, he's in good shape in New Hampshire.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the polling itself. Where did it take place?
It was statewide, 498 likely voters. It was done live calls from a call center, and approximately 22-24% of the calls were made to cell phones. And, of course, it was a short poll.
Yeah. The types of questions?
Basically straight up, who would you vote for,
mm-hmm.
What's important to you, what is it you'd like to see in a candidate, a whole number of issues that define conservatives, which ones do you agree with strongly make a true conservative, and I think some interesting surprises.
Will this go on over an upcoming year, and how often would you be assessing what's happening?
Well, we agreed initially that we'd be polling monthly and then twice in October, but I think it's a fluid situation. I think we're probably on to South Carolina and to Florida doing the primaries, and then maybe a little sparser in the spring or early summer, and then we'll blitz more at the end. But it's a pretty aggressive polling package.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to go back to the original question here. If the Republican primary for president were held today, for whom would you vote? It was a very simple question. You said the leader, obviously, Mitt Romney. He comes in, 38%?
38%, and then followed by Ron Paul at 24%. Rick Santorum, who climbed over the last few days into third place, 11%. Newt Gingrich at 9, that's a drop of 6 points. And John Huntsman at 8, that's a drop of 5 points. Rick Perry barely showing up.
Mm-hmm. What I like is the not sure. It's 10%. That actually beats Newt Gingrich.
It does, and John Huntsman, and there's some fluidity here, yep.
Yep. All right, and obviously Michelle Bachmann was out of the equation. You had to deal with that in a hurry, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, but we left her in because technically she's on the ballot. And so out of 398 or 498, there were 3 individuals who supported her, so it didn't round. There were 6 who voted for Rick Perry, and so that was enough to get him into a rounding of 1%, but Bachmann didn't make the rounding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm actually very impressed with the information you've provided, and it is already up online at WashingtonTimes.com, and I'm sure there'll be a complete package in tomorrow's paper. So we certainly look forward to working with you. We're delighted to have you as a partner in polling, and we know that you provide good information that's very helpful, and we look forward to talking to you many times over the coming year.
Yep, and same here, Andy. I look forward to it.
Take care.
Take care.
John Zogby of Jay-Z Analytics. He, of course, will be working with the Washington Times, as I mentioned, throughout the year, and we'll get the latest information from him right to you when we receive it. 358, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.